Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Bishop Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come before you every Saturday morning and break bread with you. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of the program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Bishop Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where their leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder. And senior pastor is Pastor Oshabal Hartman. They have services every Sunday morning beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school and 10 a.m. begins their worship service. They have Bible studies every Wednesday, actually every Wednesday at noon Eastern Standard Time. You can call into this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to the Bible study live. They also have Bible studies at their locations every Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Well, thank you once again for calling in. Before we get into the word, the song, amen.
Love was taken down.
Hallelujah. What kind of love will place itself in harm's way? When you think about everything that Jesus went through, the ridicule, the shame, agony, the pain, to place himself in harm's way just for us. For the word says, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, even unto death. The joy. See, he saw the end at the beginning. And that's what encouraged him to go through harm's way, to go through the beatings, to go through the torture, to go through the pain, to go through he went through just for me and you. Hallelujah. What kind of love What kind of love? That should be so encouraging this morning. That no matter what we're facing, when we think about what Jesus faced, what Jesus went against, what Jesus endured, what Jesus accomplished, hallelujah, that should give us strength to go on. Glory to God. Well, thank you once again for calling in. This past week has been a full one. As I mentioned at the beginning of this month, March is full. Anniversaries and celebrations. Started off with me and Stephanie's anniversary. Glory to God. Then Bishop Stephen and Ann Butterfield, their anniversary. We also have had birthdays. Yesterday, my little big brother celebrated his birthday yesterday. 43 years. 43 years. Let him tell it, he's 80. He's the baby of the family. Glory to God. We let him have his day, thinking that he's older than what he really is. And we also have a birthday today. Mother Joycelyn Henderson. As she say, Joycelyn Purnell Henderson. God bless your mother, all the way in Wisconsin. Love you. So we're not done yet. We still got some ways to go. Still got some more celebration to go. March is full of them. Glory to God. And I'm sure there are some that I've missed, probably will miss. But they're all included in the month of March. Hallelujah. Well, let's go ahead and get into the word. Amen. Coming out of the book of St. Matthew. St. Matthew, the 10th chapter. Starting at verse 16. St. Matthew, the 10th chapter. Starting at verse 16. And it reads, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the council, and they will scourge you in their synagogue, and you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of the Father which speaketh in you." I want to read verse 16 again. And it reads, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." The title of the message this morning is In Harm's Way. Just like the song, In Harm's Way. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again, watching over us as we lay down and rest before you. Thank you for charging your angels to be encamped around about us, protecting us and keeping us in their care, God, fighting off all the fiery darts of the enemy, protecting us from all harm and danger. Father, thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning to see another glorious day that you have made. Father, for your word that saves, your word that heals, your word that delivers, your word that sets free all those who are bound and captive in what we call sin. Thank you, Father, for your son, Jesus, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sins, to stand in the gap for us, Father, to live a sinless life and take the sins of the world to the cross. Hallelujah. To be sacrificed. Thank you, Father, even for allowing Jesus to go to hell for us. But he went on a mission, God, to take the keys of hell from Satan, stripping him of all of his power. And thank you, Father, for raising Jesus up on the third day with all power in his hands. And thank you, Father, for receiving Jesus into heaven with his sinless, precious, conquering blood and seating him on your right hand, Father, where he's ever interceding for us. And thank you for Holy Spirit, Father, for sending him to be our teacher, our guide, our comforter. Thank you for you, Almighty God, our Father, who art in heaven. Thank you, Father, for considering us, for creating us, Father, for calling us your own, God. And now, Father, we receive your word Help us to apply it to our lives, to make it personal, God. And remind him that you will never leave nor forsake us, Father. We thank you and we praise you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. In harm's way. We're going to look at our scriptures. We're going to look at it in the Amplified Bible. St. Matthew 10 chapter, starting at verse 16. Amplified Bible. And it reads, "Behold, I am sending you out like sheep in the midst of wolves. Be wary and wise as serpents, and be innocent, harmless, guileless, and without falsity as doves. Be on guard against men whose way or nature is to act in opposition to God, for they will deliver you up to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness to bear testimony before them and to the Gentiles, the nations. But when they deliver you up, do not be anxious about how or what you are to speak, for what you are to say will be given you in that very hour and moment. For it is not you who are speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." Now, the thing that sticks out to me, Jesus says, "I am sending you." That's Jesus is saying, "I am sending you." When he told them, "Let us go to the other side," those should have been words of comfort, because he was with them. He said, "Let us go." So when the storm came, when the boat started rocking and the waves splashing, Jesus was out of the boat, because he said, "Let us go to the other side." Already seen it. He had already placed himself there. But not only did he place himself there, he had already placed them there with him. Jesus said, "Let us go." So here, Jesus is saying, "Behold, I am sending you out." I am sending you forth. I am sending you. So if Jesus is sending them, that means he's already prepared the way for them. He's already prepared the way for them. And then he said, I'm sending you as sheep in the midst of wolves. Wolves is a symbol of greedy rulers, hypocrites. That's where I'm sending you. Among those who are saying one thing, but living another. But he said, I want you to be wise as serpents. Now, when we think about serpents, when we think about snakes, they're dangerous. A lot of them are poisonous. But there's a saying when we're looking for something. And when we finally see it, it could be right under our nose, as some people say. And when that happens, sometimes people will say, if it was a snake, it would have bit me. Really, the one snake that alarms or warns someone that they're close to it is a rattlesnake. Because we could be standing right next to a snake and wouldn't even know it. That's what Jesus is saying to them. Be wise as serpents. Meaning, bring attention to yourself. Don't put yourself in certain situations where it's going against your character. Don't let your good be evil spoken of. I have a saying that whatever situation I'm in, it's understanding and adjusting. Understanding and adjusting. That's what we have to do. Understand where we are and adjust to it. That don't mean you change who you are. And then it says, be harmless as doves. Doves, as we know, represents peace. So pursue peace. Don't stir up stuff. Don't gossip. Don't get in heated arguments. Pursue peace. Where I work, every post that I'm assigned to, I have a personal motto: peace on my floor. Peace on my floor. Because first of all, I'm bringing peace. And so where I am, I expect it to be peaceful. That's how I operate. Peacefully, being the peacemaker. And if something interrupts that peace, then it has to be dealt with. A lot of times, that which is interrupting or interfering with that peace has to be removed. But he said, be wise as serpents, understanding and adjusting. Sometimes we have to think. In a way that's similar. And I say similar. Because thinking and acting are two different things. We're not to act like certain people that we're among. But we can approach them with the mentality of, I know your intentions. I'm going to beat you. Beat you at the punch. Because I understand what you're doing. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you mean. So I'm going to counter it with love. I'm going to counter it with joy. I'm going to counter it with peace. Standing helps us with our approach. But then he goes on to say, but beware of men. Now we've seen where he mentioned a sheep. He's mentioned wolves. He's mentioned serpents. He's mentioned doves. Now he's mentioning human being. And he said, beware of them. Now, understand that you're going to be in the midst of wolves. But beware of men because of their intentions. Let's look at it in the Message translation. Say Matthew 10 chapter, starting at verse 16 in the Message translation. And it reads, Stay alert. That's how it starts off. Stay alert. This is hazardous work I'm assigning you. So right there, he's explaining to them. The seriousness and the danger that I'm sending you to. Harm's way, the definition of harm's way is a dangerous place or situation. That's what harm's way means. A dangerous place or situation. So that's why he said, stay alert. Hazardous work I'm assigning you. So understanding that he's sending them on assignment. On assignment, which means that once that assignment is up, it's time to move on. Says this is hazardous work I'm assigning you. You're going to be like sheep running through a wolf pack. Imagine that, picture that. Sheep running through a wolf pack. But then it goes on to say, so don't call attention to yourselves. Don't call attention to yourselves. Yes, you're running through. Key is running through. You're running through a wolf pack. But they don't even notice you because you're not calling attention to yourselves. See, the wolves, they're minding their own business. They don't even recognize that the sheep are among them. Then it says, be as cunning as a snake. A snake can be in without someone knowing. And a snake, the character of a snake, it says to be wise, to be subtle. Let's look at Genesis, the third chapter. And verse 1. And it reads, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. That's the character of the serpent. Said it was more subtle. To be wise as serpents. No, understand how they think. Understand how they operate. know and understand their intentions. The being wise as serpents comes in at. Don't be like them. Don't act like them. Then it goes on to say, be as cunning as a snake, inoffensive as a dove. Inoffensive as a dove. Pursue peace. Pursue peace. Now, understanding that the Word of God will offend people. The Word of God will offend people. But he's saying, don't let your attitude, your behavior, your intentions, your approach offend people. If the Word of God offends them, then they have to deal with that. That's between them and God. But the way you operate, the way you carry yourself, the way you speak, the way you treat people, don't let that offend them. Harmless as a dove. Then it says, don't be naive. Some people will impugn your motives. Others will smear your reputation. Jesus said they hated me. So because they hated me, they're also going to hate you. The world cannot stand Jesus. The world cannot stand Jesus. The world cannot stand the Word of God. Remember last week we mentioned you can't mix the Word with the world. They don't go together. But the world can't stand the Word. Because it's like a mirror. It's showing them themselves. And the world can't stand to see themselves. That's why they put on certain images. They alter. They change. They hide because they can't stand to see themselves. That's why it says, don't conform. Let's look at it. Y'all know it's one of my favorite scriptures. Romans 12. Romans 12 chapter, verse 1. Says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. And the first word after that is holy. That's what the world doesn't like. The world cannot stand the word holy. Then it says acceptable unto God. A lot of people don't like to live that way. Being acceptable unto God. Which is a reasonable service. That's the least we can do. The least we should be doing is presenting our bodies a living sacrifice. Living a holy life. Living a life that's acceptable unto God. That's the least we should be doing because of what Jesus did for us. Because of the love that God showed us when he sent his son Jesus. To die on the cross for us. Then it says, and be not conformed to this world. You can understand how they act, understand how they think, but don't act like them. Don't live like them. Be not conformed to this world. Conform. Let's look at the word conform. Form. Be not conformed to this world. He didn't say that just to be saying it. Conform means to be similar or identical. To be similar or identical. That means to be just like. To be in agreement or harmony. Says, don't even agree with the world. Don't be in harmony with them. You should not be singing the same songs. Glory to God. Because of the intention. Because of the evilness, the wickedness That's what conform means. To be obedient or compliant. We don't have to obey the world. We don't have to be compliant with the world. Especially when it goes against the word of God. Accordance with prevailing standards or customs. That's what conform means. To act just like the world. To live according to the world's standards, the world's customs. Now, it says be aware. Aware of men. Be aware of humans. But let's look at Ephesians 6 chapter. Ephesians 6 chapter. I'm going to start at verse 10. Ephesians 6 chapter, verse 10. And it reads, finally, my brethren, strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, this is not physical strength. It says to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Not about physicality. It's not about the natural strength. But it says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, the wiles of the devil are the methods, the different means or plans or schemes used to deceive, entrap, enslave, and ruin the souls of men. The wiles of the devil is the world. It's the world. But the world is not a person. Look at verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. There it is. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. So when it says, don't conform to the world, don't conform to the wiles of the devil. Don't conform to the methods of the world. to the plans, the schemes, the deception. Now let's go back to Romans 12. And be not conformed to this world, verse 2, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. By the renewing, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So how do we do that? Second Timothy. Verse 15. And it reads, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman. Now, understand that this is a work. It's a duty. It's an assignment. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babble. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they would increase unto more ungodliness. Be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. Avoid. Don't even pass by it. Certain words can trigger. And so when we listen to the world, it can help us understand, and it can help us with our approach. That's because we've been studying to show ourselves approved. And we can't get caught up in the person, because it's not the person, but it's the evil spirit behind the person. It's the evil spirit that's using the person. Let's look at Revelation 12 chapter, starting at verse 7. And it reads, and there was war in heaven. Imagine that. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth. and his angels were cast out with him. Satan was called that old serpent. That's why we must understand who we're really dealing with. It's not the person. It says, beware of men. Beware of humans, but understand that human is being used by that old serpent called the devil and Satan. Listen to this, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Verse 10 says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of Christ. For the accuser of our brethren cast down. That's why we can't get caught up with person. Because the accuser of the brethren is Satan, the devil, that old serpent. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuse them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Understand the wiles of the devil. When the disciples asked Jesus, when he explained to them that he was coming back, they asked him, when would this be? And what would be the sign of thy coming? The very first thing that Jesus said was, let not man deceive you. Let not man deceive you. Study the word. Be prepared so you can understand and recognize the wiles of the devil. I'm going to end with this. Joshua, first chapter. Joshua, the first chapter. Verses 8 and 9. And it reads, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. Don't worry about the economy. Don't worry about the different laws. Don't worry about the world system. It says, meditate on the word of God day and night. And verse 9 reads, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid. It says, be strong. Now that goes back to where it says, be strong in the Lord, power of his might. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee. That's what we need to understand. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Whithersoever thou goest. We've been sent on assignment. We've been sent. To do a work. That will expose. The world. We've been sent. On an assignment. For work. That will expose the world. It's in harm's way. But understand that wherever we go, first of all, we've been sent. So wherever we've been sent, God is with us. So there's no need to fear. There's no need to be afraid. Overcome. By the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of our testimony, we already have the victory. We're overcomers. We're victors. We're champions. In harm's way. So one thing we must do is prepare. And the way we prepare is to study God's word. Because at that time, we won't have time to look. We won't have time to search. But because we've studied, because we've meditated, because we prepare, God with the words to say. Therefore, don't be ashamed, for the word of God is power unto salvation. To those who believe, and is able to save the souls. Thank you, Father, for reminding us that where we go, where you send us, you've already prepared the way. But not only that, Father, but you're with us. You're protecting us. You're watching over us. So no matter what dangerous place or situation that we're in, and because you're with us, we already have the victory. We thank you and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. In harm's way, there's no need to be afraid. Prepare. Study. Meditate. And God will give you the words to say when it's time to say them. Love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministry with Brother Norman Woodard.